The end of another long week is here. That means it's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for July 31st of 2026. Planned Parenthood of Michigan is closing three more clinics, which includes clinics in Warren, Livonia, and Lansing. These latest closures are in addition to the clinic closings last year in Ann Arbor and three more in northern Michigan. That makes 14 closures in recent years, according to Bridge Michigan's Robin Erb. Now, MAGA Republicans and the Trump regime have been busy enacting massive cuts to Planned Parenthood, which, of course, does more than just abortion procedures for women. Planned Parenthood of Michigan said these closures were inevitable after the federal government cut nearly $4.5 million in funding for Michigan. However, Planned Parenthood of Michigan requested Governor Gretchen Whitmer, a Democrat, remember, to approve a $5 million infusion of emergency funds last year. It begged the Whitmer administration to follow in the footsteps of Democratic governors in Illinois and Maine as they unleashed emergency funds to make up the difference from federal cuts by the Trump regime and MAGA Republicans. Now, let's not forget that we, the voters, overwhelmingly backed a constitutional amendment to make abortions and abortion care legal in the state. But Whitmer refused to grant that emergency funding request and didn't even have the guts to make the announcement herself. Instead, her office released a statement last spring apologizing that her hands were simply tied and there's nothing that she could do. Nothing that she could do. Whitmer's office said that we instead had to pressure State House Speaker, MAGA Republican, and man baby Matt Hall to provide that funding. Yeah, that was going to work considering punishing women is one of the hallmarks of the white Christian nationalist MAGA Republican agenda. And then to put salt on the wounds, Matt Hall and MAGA State House Republicans worked feverishly in the latest budget bill to gut the RX Kids program because, you know, they're pro-life until a baby's actually delivered. Whitmer's office released another statement yesterday after the closure saying that D.C. Republicans were completely at fault for these latest closures. Yes, they do share some of the blame, no doubt about that. But so are you, Governor. You are also at fault as well. Progressive Democratic State Representative and good friend of the show, Lori Pahutsky of Livonia, where one of those clinics are closing, tweeted the following saying that the governor ignored Planned Parenthood's pleas for help and legislators' plans for how you could help fund them while trying to use them as leverage to appease Donald Trump. Fight like hell, though, right? Representative Pahutsky hit it right on the nose there. Now, you remember how I've been telling you that the big Gretch of old is long gone? Well, a recent Emerson College WLNS-TV6 in Lansing poll revealed yesterday how Whitmer's approval rating has fallen by 17 points among Michigan Democrats since April of this year. I've been talking about it and trying to alert many of you of Whitmer's appeasement to the Trump regime and fascism, as well as her love for big tech and data centers in Michigan. I've also talked about how she hung her union supporters out to dry by refusing to sign 9 bills into law, bills that Michigan Democrats fought in court to get to her desk as Matt Hall tried to block them. One of those bills she vetoed would have put corrections officers under the Michigan Police Officers Pension Plan. Freelance reporter Tyler Scott reported that the Department of Corrections members have been saying the same line to him ever since she vetoed that bill. She's not Big Gretch anymore. Now she's just Gretchen. Ouch. Which is why her last-second endorsement of Congresswoman and Miss APAC Haley Stevens' fledgling campaign was never going to make the dent many in the corporate establishment and consulting class hoped it would. Whitmer's showing her true colors, as her term is ending here in a few months, that she's not willing to upset the corporate class or even MAGA Republicans, and especially not Dear Leader Trump. With that same Emerson College poll showing Stevens' working-class progressive opponent, Dr. Abdullah Sayed, leading her by 15 points even after Whitmer's endorsement, it's a further indictment of the rising resentment working-class voters have of the power elite in the Democratic Party, both in Lansing and in D.C. Like Michigan Advance's John King recently said of Whitmer's actions, or inactions, these last 2 years, with Democrats like these, who needs Republicans? LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow Left of Lansing on the socials. Subscribe to the show on YouTube and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. And subscribe to the show on Patreon as well. Go Lions and take the battle to them.